My name is Meg, and I get the privilege tonight of introducing our snapshot. My friend Ashley, who I've known for a couple years, her excitement and love for the Lord is so infectious, and I'm so pumped to hear from her. So take it away, my friend.
Okay. Hey, guys. So I'm Ashley. If you don't know me, I would love to get to know you, so please come talk to me at some point. But I'm a sophomore. And just to give you guys a little bit of a spiritual background about me, I only really just kind of recently started actively following Jesus, really like the past 2 years. So whether or not you grew up in the church or you're kind of new with this too, you've probably heard someone say, God will never give you more than you can handle. And I think that's false. So let me explain myself here. This summer was undoubtedly the hardest season of my life. And there were a handful of reasons for that that I won't go into all of them. But the big thing was that in the beginning of the summer, my grandpa went in to have just like a small, no big deal, normal surgery done. And long story short, the doctor messed up the surgery. And because of that, he was hospitalized the entire summer. And on several occasions, it looked like he wasn't going to make it. And you know, that happened all summer. And just recently, just like 2 weeks ago, he got sent home. So praise, that's awesome. But throughout the summer, it didn't look good. And so him being in the hospital, obviously it was hard to see him laying in the hospital bed like that. But it also brought up a couple other challenges. Like, for example, his wife, my grandma, has Alzheimer's, so she can't care for herself. If you don't know, that's a disease where you forget things. So she couldn't care for herself. We had to go and take care of her, and it was really hard to be there with him in the hospital and my grandma not always knowing who I was, and it was just hard. And then on top of that, halfway through the summer, my parents announced that we were moving. And so I felt like I was losing my family, and I was losing my home and everyone in my home that I love so much, and so it was hard. It brought up all these worries. I was so worried all the time about all these different things, and I was so anxious. And, you know, that was really hard for me. I was not dealing with that well. I was being rude and not loving the people that I love the most very well. And I had all these anxieties, and I knew I wasn't doing good things, and it felt like there was this wall between me and God, because there are so many verses in the Bible about, like, give all your anxieties to God. Don't worry, he can take care of it for you. And that's a lot easier said than done. You know, I wanted to do that, but it's hard. So I was sharing this with some girls from NLCF, and Stephanie Arnold, whoop, whoop, she said to me, she was like, have you ever thought that maybe there are so many verses about anxiety because God knew it would be something that's really hard for us to deal with? And that kind of blew my mind. It made me feel like there wasn't this wall between us, but he understood what I was going through. And so then I started to really pray continuously throughout the day for trust in him. And it changed everything, you guys. It's like when I finally invited him into my life, instead of putting up this wall of being angry at him, only then did I start to feel better and like love people better and everything. So it took a long time, but it finally clicked. And what I want you guys to take from this is that God will give you more than you can handle alone. But there is nothing that you can't handle if you invite God into it with you and you invite the body of Christ into it with you. Because if you just continuously invite him to walk through your life, I promise, promise, promise that he will take care of you. So I'm going to read the Message translation of Psalm 94, 17 through 19. If God hadn't been there for me, I never would have made it. The minute I said, I'm slipping, I'm falling, your love, God, took hold and held me fast. When I was upset and beside myself, you calmed me down and cheered me up. So that's really where I've been this semester, is asking God to help calm me down and cheer me up. And I'm not perfect at it. I wish I was. But it's a work in progress. And I hope you guys can take from this to just invite God into every moment. So that's my snapshot. Thank you, guys.